KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have mostly cloudy skies. It's 57 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high of 78. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. In an update to our overnight reports, the Iowa State Patrol late Friday identified the victims of a crash near Messina that sent three people to the hospital. Officials say 33-year-old Daniel Edwards of Red Oak, 32-year-old Christopher Anderson of Cumberland, and Edwards' passenger, 34-year-old Alicia Mills Lagle of Creston, were hurt in a collision between a 2003 Cadillac DeVille and a 2004 Chevy Silverado pickup. The accident happened at around 2:40 p.m. at the intersection of 730th and Quincy Road. The patrol says the Cadillac, driven by Edwards, was traveling east on Quincy Road near 730th when Edwards failed to stop at the controlled intersection. His car was hit on the driver's side passenger door by the southbound pickup driven by Anderson. The car then entered the southeast ditch and rolled onto its top. The pickup spun around and entered the southeast ditch and came to rest upright. All three victims were transported to the Cass County Hospital by medevac ambulance and Messina Rescue. Cass County Sheriff Darby McLaren told KJAN News earlier in the evening that Edwards was flown from CCMH to Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. He was reportedly suffering from a broken leg, head, and shoulder lacerations. Edwards was the only person who was not wearing a seatbelt, according to the patrol. Injuries to the other individuals were not believed to be life-threatening. No injuries were reported following a two-vehicle accident Friday afternoon in Atlantic. A Pontiac rear-ended a Chevy near the intersection of 7th and Mulberry at 4:15 p.m. Atlantic Police, Atlantic Fire and Rescue, and medevac ambulance were called to the scene, but no one required transport to the hospital. One of the victims sustained extensive front-end damage, while the other had a broken tailpipe mount that caused the tailpipe and muffler to drag on the ground. Both vehicles were driven from the impact site to a nearby parking lot. No other details were immediately available. Police in Red Oak arrested an employee of the Fairway store in Red Oak Friday afternoon. 30-year-old Sarah Sue Batten of Red Oak allegedly stole money from the store. She was arrested on a felony second-degree theft charge and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where her bond was set at $5,000. An incident in Villisca late Friday night resulted in the arrest of a man on a trio of charges. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office and 57-year-old Kirk Allen Black of Villisca was arrested at around 10:30 p.m. following an incident in the 400 block of East 5th Street in Villisca. Black was charged with assault on a peace officer, disorderly conduct, and interference with official acts. He was booked into the Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 bond. Police in Red Oak early this morning arrested a man for driving while revoked and on an OWI second offense charge. 47-year-old Jeffrey Scott Blackburn of Red Oak was arrested following a traffic stop at the intersection of North 1st and West Hammond Streets in Red Oak. Blackburn was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $2,000 cash bond. Officials of the Glenwood Police Department yesterday released additional details about a man who was found with a gunshot wound Wednesday evening. Authorities said 63-year-old Wendell James Prindle died from his injury early Thursday morning. An investigation by the Iowa Department of Criminal Investigation and Glenwood Police determined that foul play was not involved in the incident. Prindle was found in a residence at 310 North Vine Street at around 5:20 p.m. Wednesday. He was flown to the UNMC in Omaha, where he later died. While most area counties have few, if any, locally contested races coming up in November, Pottawatomie County voters will have to pick from six candidates who are running for two seats on the Board of Supervisors and three people who are running for the county auditor's position. The Board of Supervisors candidates include Republicans Marilyn Joe Drake and Tim Wickman, Democrats Bartholomew Randolph and Marsha Pilger, current board member Lynn Groby, along with Jake Driver, who are running as independent candidates. Candidates running for county auditor in Pott County include Republican Melvin Hauser, Democrat Dennis Keithley, and Independent Art Hill. Incumbent Pott County Sheriff Jeff Danker is running unopposed in the November 8th general election. And in Mills County, Auditor Carol Robertson and Sheriff Eugene Goose are running unopposed. Incumbent Lonnie Mayberry will face Carol Vinton for a Mills County Board of Supervisors seat. Patrons of the Atlantic Public Library can now take advantage of a new means of dropping off their checked-out reading and media materials. Library Director Natalie Strucker says a Dropbox was just installed this week for your convenience.
It's a drive-up book drop, so people can drive up in their vehicles and drop off materials that they're returning to the library. Anything that you've checked out from here or another library can be returned without having to get out of your car.
The Dropbox was installed Tuesday morning.
We would like to really thank the wastewater treatment plant guys Code Enforcement and Atlantic Parks and Recreation, because they put the drop together and they installed it for us.
Strugers of the drop box hasn't seen a lot of use yet, mainly because people aren't aware it's available. She says she hopes you'll take advantage of the service this Labor Day weekend. The box is easy to find.
It is on the alley behind the library on the west side of the library, and it is just right off of our parking lot.
She says because the area does see quite a bit of traffic, you should be cautious, and please use the drop box only for return materials only.
We just ask that donations not be put in this just because of the limited space that it does have, and just to watch for other vehicles when you're approaching it and pulling away, because that is kind of a hot spot for traffic in the alley and in the parking lot.
Well, the Iowa Attorney General's office has filed a consumer fraud lawsuit against three California companies, claiming they sent libraries in Iowa bills with inflated prices of photocopier toner, although the supply was never ordered. It began with Kate St. Clair, director of the Roby Memorial Library in Waukon, after that library received a mysterious bill for about $400 for a toner. St. Clair called the number printed on the invoice.
They were very surly on the phone, and it was a California number. They're like, just disregard it. So I was like, well, this is super sketchy.
At least 14 other Iowa libraries have received similar bills this year. Iowa Attorney General's office spokesperson Jeff Greenwood alleges the scheme starts with a phone call and someone inquiring about the brand and model number of the office photocopier.
And then they will get back to you with an invoice that has toner in it, very high-priced toner, and they've got the brand name and the model number of your copier and the person who orders the toner. Well, someone else may receive this invoice, think, well, the other person in the office must have ordered it, and I need to pay this invoice.
The companies named in the lawsuit are Central Supply Solutions, Central Supply Center, and Elite Supplies. Greenwood says it's unclear why so many of Iowa's public libraries are being targeted by the scam this year. Atlantic Public Library Director Natalie Strucker told KJAN News yesterday that as far as she knows, none of the libraries in Cass County were affected, as they were all tipped off to the scheme earlier this spring by their library association. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Robin Kautz, age 59, of Atlantic, died Sunday at his home. Funeral services for Robin Kautz will be today at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Donald W. Bornholt, age 79, of Atlantic, died Monday at his home. Funeral services for Donald Bornholt will be today at 10:30 at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Tim Rowetter, age 51, of Manning, died Tuesday at the Manning Hospital. A massive Christian burial for Tim Rowetter will be today at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Roger Dunn, age 72, of Atlantic, died August 25th at Atlantic Specialty Care. A celebration of life visitation with the family of Roger Dunn will be from 3 until 5 p.m. Sunday at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Sherry Hansen, age 73, of Harlan, died Thursday at Methodist Hospital. Funeral services for Sherry Hansen will be Tuesday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Polly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has the arrangements. Ronald Burke, age 81, of Urbandale and formerly of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Urbandale Health Center. Funeral services for Ronald Burke will be held on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Larry Johnson, age 78, of the Fontenelle and Greenfield areas, died Thursday at West Haven Community in Boone. Funeral services for Larry Johnson will be on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. And Harold Hankey, a longtime Atlantic resident and retired jewelry store owner, died May 15th at the Eisenhower Medical Center in Rancho Mirage, California. A celebration of life service for Harold Hankey will be on Friday, September 9th at 11 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.